Hello, I'm Brandon House, and welcome into the Worldview Radio studio. In our commentary today, let's talk about information operations. Are you aware of that term, information operations? Well, if you're current or former military, your ears just perked up because you know exactly what information operation is. Information operation is what, many of you might know as an information war. It's, in some cases, propaganda. An information operation could be for good or bad. The U.S. military could go into a nation that's been ruled by a dictator and take over that country, get rid of the dictator, and then try to change the hearts and minds of the people toward the new government they want to help establish. And therefore, they might be involved in an information operation that puts out good information, tells them what the truth is, to try to help unbrainwash them. But what is used for good can also be turned and used for ill. And that's what happens with information operation, subterfuge. Psychological warfare. This was very, very common with the USSR. We have, at least two KGB officers that defected. I'll tell you about them in another commentary. But they openly tell us, as people who came to America, defected, and then started to give speeches that are on video on YouTube, they talk about this information operation, this psychological warfare that the communists have used for many generations to change the hearts of Americans and turn their hearts against American ideals to oppose Christianity, the free market system, and thus embrace what would be known as socialism or the economic philosophy of Karl Marx, Marxism. So our enemies have used information operation on us. One of the ways this was done came about actually through some committees that were held in the early 1950s to the mid-1950s. It became known as the Reese Committee. And what they found is that some of the big tax-exempt foundations in America were openly being used to fund the underwriting of textbooks to turn the hearts and minds of American children against our American ideals. In other words, change their worldview. If you change someone's worldview, now you can change their values. Their conduct is built on their values. Change their worldview, then you can change their values. Change their values, you can change their conduct. It's a slow, quiet march through the institutions. It's cultural Marxism. It is a quiet revolution. It's been going on in America for a long time, and it really started, I believe, the genesis being back in 1933, as I've been telling you in previous commentaries, with the Frankfurt School being brought to America by John Dewey. So an information war is underway. It's a false narrative. It's an information war. It's a propaganda war. You know the old saying, don't you? Repeat a lie often enough and people will believe it. Well, that's what's happened. The lies about America have been repeated to our children and our grandchildren for many generations. In fact, the problem is so great and goes back so far that even the American Army, our U.S. Army, found that many of the young soldiers in the Korean War, did not know enough about our way of life as Americans, our institutions, the purpose of those institutions, the rule of law, the very purpose for a military. They didn't know enough about the very fabric and backbone of our Constitutional Republic so that when they became prisoners of war, in the Korean War, the communist Chinese were able to use literature that was actually developed at communist schools right here in America that was then used by the communist Chinese in the North Korean War, to brainwash American soldiers. In fact, a study was done by the Army, and they found out that these American POWs during the Korean War would go along with the communist ideas without any torture, any drugs, any psychological coercion. They simply would willingly go along because they did not know enough about the very fabric of what makes up America. That, my friends, was during the Korean War, the 1950s. Can you imagine how bad it must be today in 2017? And how did this happen? Because again, the Frankfurt School that came to America in 1933 said, we're going to go after education and media. And they've been involved in an information operation, an information war, a false narrative. a false narrative that in many ways appeals to people's emotions. Not facts, not reason, not context, but emotion, manipulation. Today, many young people are manipulated into believing that all that is wrong with America is because of Christianity and capitalism. Christianity and capitalism. Much of this communist worldview has now been repackaged. They can't call it outright Marxism or communism, so they call it things like white privilege. White privilege education, my friends, is nothing more than anti-family, it's anti-Christianity, it's anti-American, it is pro-communist worldview ideologies. Interestingly enough, as I write about and as I have whole TV shows on that you can watch inside our Situation Room, many black conservatives are called racist because they embrace Christianity and a free market system. So what makes you a racist according to white privilege? If you believe in absolute truth, the free market system, capitalism, which is really a pejorative created by Karl Marx, but the free market entrepreneurial system, if you believe in the American ideals, a constitutional republic, it doesn't matter what color you are, then you're automatically a racist. I'm very familiar with audio and video from a white privilege conference, the 15th annual, I guess it was, white privilege conference out of Madison, Wisconsin a few years ago, and they were bemoaning black conservatives and calling them racist. Why? Because they embraced the free market system and, well, the ideas of Christianity. Because we know that the free market system really came from the second generation reformers. Many of these ideas came from the colonies here in America, like Mr. Bradford. Many of the colonies fooled around with socialism, found out it didn't work, decided to go to what the Bible talks about. You don't work, you don't eat. You gain wealth over the course of time by putting your hand to the plow. And so really our free market system is based on a biblical worldview. And of course the Marxists hate God, the Bible, and the free market system. Don't forget it was Karl Marx who said, "My object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism." Don't forget it was the Frankfurt School who came here to America from Germany, these German intellectual Marxists brought here by John Dewey, who openly said, "We'll go after education and media and we'll teach these people through education and media, the American people, that the source of all suffering and oppression is Christianity and capitalism." And so, my friends, this is the false narrative. This is the information war that's been going on a very long time. It's psychological conditioning. The goal, my friends, is really to defeat the enemy or subdue the enemy, the American people, without ever having to fight. Did you hear what I just said? The goal is to subdue the American people, subdue them, lure them, deceive them, cheat them with philosophies that are according to men and not according to Christ, per Colossians 2:8, to convince them to embrace a worldview and values that will subdue them, and then our enemies here within, right here in our country, will never have to fight us because they subdued us with an information operation, a propaganda war, a false narrative. And do you see the false narrative on the media all the time? All the time you see the false narrative. And now, what's it called? Fake news. But we've known for many, many years, as I wrote in my book back in 2008, that came out in 2009. Wrote it in 2008, came out in 2009, Grave Influence, 21 Radicals and Their Worldviews Ruling America from the Grave. And I told you in this book how the revolution would come about. You can get it as an ebook automatically now or as a hardcover. But my friends, what folks don't understand is this is a worldview war. It's an information war. Your worldview is the foundation of your values. Your values are the foundation of your conduct. Do you understand the worldview war taking place? Do you understand the values that are battling each other and the worldview from which they stem? Do you understand why people are doing what they do? It comes from their values and it comes from their worldview. And you see, my friends, there's been a cultural Marxist revolution going on in America a very long time. And many Americans are just now waking up to it. Let's just simply pray they haven't awakened too late. If you want more information on all of this, I do, a daily national radio show right from here. Airs on about 35 stations nationwide. You can pick it up after the fact. I post it the night, it airs from 1 to 2, and then that night we put it online at worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. You can watch my TV show at wvwtv.com. You can take our radio and TV app that's free of charge with you on the go. We produce many shows We have a TV studio here. We produce many TV shows, including that of Usama Dakdok, born and raised in Egypt, speaks fluent Arabic, is an expert on Islam. We also have a TV show by a former Muslim, now Christian pastor, Sharam Hadian. So we have a lot of broadcast partners we work with here at WVW Broadcast Network. You can take our free radio TV app on the go. You can download it now for iPhone, iPad, Android at wvwtv.com/app. Tell your friends about it, won't you? Also, thank you for supporting us through our foundation that helps to put out free broadcasts like this and educate not only the people here in America, but around the world. Email it, Facebook it, tweet it, tell your friends about it. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Take care.